"Thank God it's Friday" is an expression which has become really quite common in modern English, so much so that sometimes the expression is abbreviated through the simple use of the first letters of the word, TGIF. And that is viewed as being such a positive expression and thought that one restaurant chain even incorporated it into its official name. So why is Friday something for which so many people feel such fondness? Well, because it marks the end of the typical work week and generally means that there are a few days of rest and relaxation on the docket. But the expression as it now stands applies only to a temporary rest from physical labor that can be used only on one day of the week. So let's make an alteration and thereby come up with a better expression, one which refers to an eternal rest from spiritual labor and which we can use every single day of the week. Such an alteration can be made because of some words found in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, where he says, "When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. It was the preparation day." On the basis of these words, Scripture allows us to say TGFF, thank God for Friday. In saying thank God for Friday, reference is being made, of course, to a specific Friday, the one referred to in our text. John calls it the preparation day. And that means it was Friday because the event for which preparations were being made was the Sabbath or Saturday. But John singles out this preparation day, this Friday, as being the most important of all. For starters, it was the Friday of Passover week, Passover being the most important celebration in the Old Testament period. But there were many Fridays of many Passovers during the Old Testament time. So what made this Friday different from all the other Passovers that had taken place? The fact that during all the previous Passover celebrations, only regular lambs, common farm animals, were sacrificed in symbolic atonement for sin. But on the Friday of our text, the Friday of that week, the uncommon lamb, the Lamb of God, was sacrificed in actual atonement for our sins. Yes, it was decreed by the Father and agreed to by the Son that he would come, take our place, and suffer and die for us. It was the divine design to have Jesus take on the most difficult work ever, the work of our redemption, of appeasing God's anger for our sin. And that was the work, the job, the task about which Jesus was speaking when he said from the cross in Greek one word, tetelestai, translated in English as three words, "It is finished." Words spoken to our great benefit. Imagine the pressure if Jesus had not finished the work of our atonement. In that case, we would be obligated to view earthly life as nothing more than this fleeting opportunity during which we could struggle and strive somehow to make some kind of points with God. When would one sleep? Who could take time off or let an opportunity go by with so many sins that need to be atoned? The pressure would be unrelenting to try to impress God somehow. That impossible goal, which continues to be set before the adherents to man-made religions around the world. The thought that we have to somehow or even could begin to atone for our sins is a terrible thought and is completely delusional. If Jesus had not finished the work of our redemption, we would see on Judgment Day nothing but a fierce and furious God. Even if we did spend our time trying our hardest to somehow impress him, for we're told that all of our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. Our sin-stained actions can't begin to make up for our misdeeds, for our state of condemnation. Our sin-stained blood can't begin to atone for iniquity, but the doing and dying of God's Holy Son could. The doing and dying of God's Holy Son did. The course of our eternal lives hung on the outcome of the events of that Friday. And when Jesus said, "It is finished," that was a shout of triumph for us, a declaration of freedom. By saying "it is finished," Jesus declared that absolutely nothing else is needed for the atonement of our sin. The high price which God demanded for our reconciliation, for our redemption, was paid in full. The book of Hebrews explains that by one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Once was enough. And since the blood that Jesus releases us from the guilt of our sins, the Friday on which that blood was shed became the Friday on which complete rest for the soul became available for every human being. Now that that special Friday, that Good Friday, has been completed, it is possible for our souls to be at ease in the matter of salvation. For that work of salvation is an accomplished fact. And for that reason, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Because the work, the terrible, demanding work of that Friday was successfully completed and finished by Jesus, there is now available for the soul a weekend, so to speak, and one which is of far greater length than just 2 days. That passage from Hebrews again tells us that he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Our Heavenly Father will never say, "Well, that's it, time's up. The effectiveness of Christ's atonement is no longer valid for you." Rather, he says, in effect, "Be at peace, be at rest. Do not let your souls, do not let your hearts be troubled, for my Son has completed the work of salvation in every way." With what then can the Christian heart and life be occupied? With the activities of praise and thanksgiving. Yes, thank God for Friday, for that Good Friday. That is, the events that took place on that day. Thanks to the Lord, for he is good, not only on the sixth day of the week, but on every day of the week. The Lord makes perfect rest and perfect peace available for us through his Son. And so, in light of this text, what's a suitable phrase for this particular day? TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Well, sure, the Lord is pleased to see us enjoy some rest from our labor in a physical, temporary way. But much more importantly, and on a much higher plane, would be TGFF. Thank God for Friday, the events of Good Friday, the day on which redemption was done, when full atonement by Christ was won. The atonement, the fulfillment, the success of which hymn 170 speaks, stanzas 1, 2, and 6. Hymn 170, stanzas 1, 2, and 6.